And so that was 2001, and here we are 2023, and got better and better and better. Now, back in the old days, IRS used to be far more relative to now, you could say aggressive. I mean, IRS has always been a bluff anyway, but it's IRS is really falling apart like the Soviet Union. I keep saying the Soviet Union collapsed, and the IRS will collapse also. And so in our step three in our website, freedomlawschool.org, I really cover that issue in much more detail. So, but anyhow, people used to come to me in those days that started with another organization or someone else's teaching to stop filing and paying tax. And they often, very often, make big mistakes. And then they would hear about freedom loss. And it comes to me, try to clean up their messes. Or if they did not have a mess, they still didn't do things right. So when the situation came to me to help them, it was not clean and proper like it should have been. So those guys, I couldn't always help them. I'm not a magician, right? I'm just a human being. So back in the old days, people used to go to a lot of these patriotologies, but before they get to Freedom Law School. Now, people come to Freedom Law School and clean, stop buying and paying them taxes lawfully and safely because they're doing it correctly, right? So now I can make sure the person is doing it correctly. So the key thing is this. Nobody that came to Freedom Law and stopped buying and paying income tax with Freedom Law School, not with others, none of those people have ever gone to prison or have any of their bank accounts or paycheck levied by the IRS or home or business, anything seized. Now, people have come across and say, but payment, how about this guy named Richard Grant? You know, well, I got that covered. You know, Richard Grant, it's on there. You see it, okay? Here we go. I got a video on this guy, okay? What do we have with Richard Grant at the law school? The untold truth, okay? This is the guy that we have that was a student at Freedom Law School, but he stopped buying and paying taxes on other organizations. Law school, I did some work for him. When he got charged, he got his own attorney and did their own thing. Based upon the stuff that people leave it to get up to this forum. I have prepared petitions for him to Congress. A great lawyer that worked with me and refused to work with me, and that's why he is. I mean, he also drank his mother's milk, went to XYZ University. It's no more their fault that he went to this school, the tax prison that he attended Fair Law School. So, this video, it's about 10 minutes. I talk about that in more detail. Also, if you go to our frequently asked questions, you see on top of our website, when you go click on frequently asked questions, the very first thing you see is, why did Richard Grant go to jail? Okay? So that, again, is covered there in detail. So I'm not going to touch that. And there were other people in the past that came to law school, but left, didn't stay. And yes, some of those guys did go to prison. They also were attacked by the IRS and the paycheck. So I've had those. But nobody that came to me clean and stayed, that's the difference. So let me take you to our website, okay? When you go there, it's on the front page on freedomlawschool.org. Go down, of course. 7 steps are there. Subscribe to you. If you've not taken a 7 step to free yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, and live free with our lifetime guarantee, you ought to do it right here. The steps are all listed here for you. Arm yourself with the law and the filing of income tax returns, forms. Realize IRS is mostly bluff. Take courage from our victories and write your lawmakers about the law. Join the Restore Freedom Plan, And step seven, spread the word. But I'm going to go to step four right now. Take courage from our victories, okay? And not only I have not filed for paid any U.S. income taxes since 1993. No student Freedom Law School have gone to prison for federal taxes, nor have the paycheck or banking on levied to home or business by the IRS. And there's lots of victories here. I'm going to go to our student victories here, okay? We have a lot of student victories, folks, there for you to check out, okay? So just go and look at these victories again and again and again and again. There's many, many of them. Now, you notice a lot of the victories are older. You know why? Because IRS starts falling apart. Yes. People say, pay them off, they're not newer. Because IRS used to come after people. The dead file and pay income tax. Now, IRS is simply leaving non-filers alone. That's our biggest victory right there, folks. Yes, and if you haven't looked at our website, step three, folks, you want to look at step three. It's a very important page, okay? To realize the IRS is mostly bluff. We outnumber them 100,000 to 1, okay? Even in 1969, IRS was a bluff. This U.S. Senator said that, okay? But 2015 forward, IRS has formally chosen to leave repeat non-filers like me alone. Watch the 9-minute video there. Because you know what? There were 63 million Americans who IRS claimed did not file 10 foreign income tax confession forms. Now it's around 80 million. Are 80 million Americans in prison? We're not filing 10 foreign income tax confession forms. 80 million people whose checks, paychecks, bank accounts at homes are in danger of being taken by the IRS? No. See, there are only 31 tax judges, tax code judges, in the whole United States. It's out. It's going to be impossible for them to go after 80 million innocent non-filers. This is it, folks. These are the judges. Yeah, these are part-time and full-time judges, just about 30 for a nation of 330 million people. Literally, there's less than one tax code judge per state. And that does not include corporate taxes, estate taxes, all other taxes, federal, same people. Okay. So an IRS is so broken, they refuse to listen to IRS auditors and are leaving even the super rich non-filers alone. Extremely rich non-filers even, they're being left alone. Yep. And they are important. You guys got to really understand and watch. It's a lot easier. Look at this one, folks. This is forced collection. Levies are down by over 90%. That green line, first line is on 2010. The last one is 2021. Look at that sharp drop. Okay? So they are really important agencies. So our biggest victory really is IRS falling apart. And you give your power to them when you file with 10 franking tax. And special tax forms. And you don't need to worry about that 87,000 new IRS employees they will hire over a course of 10 years. No big deal at all, okay? And folks, here's the key thing you need to know. Accountants, bookkeepers, CPAs, even most tax lawyers are ignorant of tax law procedures. They know how to fill out forms, bookkeeping, accounting, but that we do not know law. This is the Internal Revenue Code. This is the federal tax laws. The whole thing, okay? Teach you a thing, small point. You think they teach that to the CPAs? They know as much about tax law as your medical doctor who insisted that to be safe and smart, you should get the jab and all the boosters. Yes. They're just a victim, folks. You guys didn't take the jab, most of you, right? And those of you who did by mistake, stopped. Send in the 1040 tax confession forms. Do not take the jab. With me, folks, I learned from the very best in the freedom movement back in 1990s. Fred Holland, Sean O'Connor, Dave Bullerton, Judge Bill Drexler. I don't know. These guys were great. And they taught me about the law and procedures of the law, okay, how to beat these crooks. That's why I beat them. So if you go to our website, you see that it's important that you know that you have a right to challenge the IRS. We don't challenge them. That's when you lose. That's what these CPA accountants do. They do not know challenge them. They do not know how to. IRS has to follow certain rules and regulations and must give a chance for hearing or trial of some sort before getting your property. Yeah, and that's what does very well. That's how we've done these victories again and again and again. So you see right here, student victories, and here you see also, you know, I'm sorry, that was my own personal victories over the IRS, right? Many of them listed here. There's more that I got to put on here, by the way. And here are student victories. So, and now that I've got more experience, all this hair is now white. It used to be completely jet black when I started back in 92. And now it's falling apart. It's even easier. Tell you this, folks. I got great news. You can be free. I want to help you, empower you to get your freedom back. In the front page of our website, it says what? Regain your power and freedom. Restore freedom. Never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally as if it's guaranteed. Now, you can do that with a guarantee or on your own. You can stop filing and paying tax on your own if you want to, folks, okay? When you go to 7 steps, folks, the first 5 steps are there for absolutely free. You can do it on your own, and you will be left alone by the IRS. Non-filers alone. If you don't file a tax return, they will leave you alone 99.9%. Okay? So here it is, the first 5 steps. All laid out for you. Step 6, if you're interested as an option, you can join the Restore Freedom Plan, and you'll be joining a great group of people, the modern-day founding fathers of America. These men took big risks and stood up for something and made these 13 colonies, 13 independent countries that gave birth to this great union called the United States of America, and you can do it again. And with that, your life is guaranteed behind you that you will not go to prison, and IRS will not take a step. We'll beat them, and even if we're to lose, we'll fully reimburse you. And, folks, we invite you to tell others. Spread the word, folks. Yes, because every one of you is really a modern-day Paul Revere like you see here. Telling others, fellow Americans, join the Restore Freedom Plan. Tell them the truth. Arm them with the law, and the American people can get America and our families back and restored once again. Folks, it's all in your hands. You have options. Number one, continue to support the swamp. Pay federal income taxes because they deceived you that IRS is powerful, you're weak. Yeah, I'll pay income taxes so you don't get in trouble. It gets you all scared. But don't let fear control you, folks. Let your love of truth free you. That's seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Right? You are here. It's not an accident. You're looking to be free and found the truth. I'm empowered to live free here and now. Option two is you do it on your own, as I said, right? Step 1 through 5. If you want safety, we back you up. Join hand with other patriotic Americans. Restore your freedom, and together we can have America as a whole be a free country again. So go to our website, freedomlawschool.org. And what you want to do, folks, don't just go watch our videos in random. No. Go to Freedom Law School homepage, okay, and go watch the seven steps in order. If you've not done that before, the seven steps, take them in order. Each page, review them maybe for what, maybe 10, 20 minutes each step, then go back to the next step, okay? And then come back second time, spend more time in each step, and it's all there for you, my friend. So with that, I want you to know this. I love you, and I want you to have an opportunity to live your life in freedom, peace, prosperity, and joy. But I cannot live your life for you. I cannot make that choice for you. Only you have the power to take advantage of this information, this opportunity to have yourself be free. You have to choose to free yourself. And you have to choose if you want to be a modern-day founding father of America and join our dystopian plan, which is the same as the founding fathers did back then. They refused to pay taxes that they legally owed to King of England until their letters or petitions to King of England were answered. We are refusing to voluntarily pay federal income taxes that legally we do not owe in the first place. Even voluntarily supporting these criminals. We will take away of the criminal U.S. Department of Injustice, Criminal Intelligence Agency, CIA, DOJ, CIA, False Bureau of Investigation, FBI, these liars and crooks and murderers. Yes, folks, we can take our support away. CDC, FDA, how many people they killed with the jab that they promoted, along with the corrupt mainstream media and high-tech partners that they have. We can stop it. We have the truth on our side. We have the people on our side. What we lack is the money. These guys got trillions. The lawfare that beat you up, we need lawsuits to beat them back. They buy media, we buy good media, like Stu Peters, to support them to expand and tell American people the truth. They buy corrupt politicians, right, with their money. We support with our funds good, honest statesmen to be able to get their name out there and get elected to represent the American people. There's no freedom. So go to freedommoscow.org, folks. Join hands with other freedom lovers like yourself and restore freedom now. Freedommoscow.org. Go there. And watch it while you drive, or listen while you drive, or watch it during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. I hope to meet you guys all in person very soon. Okay. Maybe I should do a short version, huh? Yeah, I mean, it's not that long, but I'll do a short version, okay? Anyhow. And we don't have that much calls right now, anyhow, do we? We have no calls. Let's put that. Call number on the screen. We're going to put it on the screen, folks. If you have a question, folks, listen, you can call in after. We should maybe take the questions first, if there's any questions. Yeah. If you have questions, I'll take your questions first. And then I'll do the short version. By the way, I'll be speaking at the Red Pill Expo coming up in Iowa. That's going to be coming up August 12th and 13th. Here we go, it's coming up. And a lot of great speakers are going to be at this event as well, okay? Des Moines, Iowa, August 12th and 13th, okay? So here we go, that's the website. There are a lot of great speakers at the website. G. Edward Griffin right there. He's the man that put it all together. Here are the speakers that they have, okay? Most of them are listed. We got to call, make sure they have my picture on there too, by the way. Remind me that my picture up there, okay? So be there, folks. And Monday, the day after, I'll be doing an event, okay? Monday, the following, the 14th, I'll be doing a special event, special all-day class. So you can come. You got to pay for the event, but Monday, the 14th, is going to be free, how to restore freedom class in person. I'll be doing in the afternoon, okay? Now, someone asked me if I already signed my tax returns but not paid in full. How long do you avoid having to pay the rest of those taxes? I have no tax returns to file. I don't know what you mean. I have already signed my tax returns. I do not have a tax return to file at all, any more than you. As remember, the only people required by law to file and pay federal income taxes are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., federal workers and contractors. That is it. If you're not a federal worker, contractor, or citizen, or resident of D.C., you don't have to pay income taxes at all. No matter if it's capital gains, crypto, stocks, bonds, real estate, wages, salaries, commissions, doesn't matter. You own zero income tax to these guys because D.C., Washington, D.C. is foreign to the 50 states. And as I cover in my seminars, you see it, they could only tax D.C. in this direct way because the signing clause put in the Constitution that direct taxes are very difficult to put on the people of the states. So they use deception. They use the term United States to make you think U.S. means the 50 states, whereas U.S. means the other United States, which is the government of the District of Columbia and the land of the District of Columbia. So hope that answers your question, Kirk. And how do you avoid having to pay the rest of those taxes? Again, Kirk, I don't owe it. You don't owe it in the first place. How do you avoid paying taxes that you never owed in the first place and you never filed a 1040 income tax confession trap form claiming you owe the IRS money? So what you want to do is let me show you. You've got to go to our website, okay? Here's step one, okay? Understand, okay, that based on U.S. government's official legal websites, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income taxes. So watch a short video, okay? There's two other very short videos, and then there's three longer versions of these videos. Step two takes you to realizing you got to stop filing income tax forms. Because you give the power to rape you. It's all you that did it. Stop doing it. Stop putting the rope around your neck. Then step three, okay? You see that? IRS is mostly bluffs. Really are, okay? Now, what you don't understand, I'm told, you filed an old money to the IRS and wants to get back and not pay. I'm sorry. I'm not a magician. What you paid went down the rat hole to the thieves that deceived you into giving them your wallet to them. But what you can do is from here forward to not file and pay income tax. Those of you who are wage earners, you can stop withholding on your paycheck for free on our website. The directions are there. Those of you who are business owners, you can stop making quarterly estimated payments to the IRS. Okay, just stop feeding them. Okay? It's easy. Okay? So hope that gets you. So forget about the past. If you pay the money, it's gone. The rat hole of the federal criminality is done. Okay? Focus on the future, folks. Be free that way. All right. We got three people with questions. I'm going to go with your questions right now. We have a call from area code 941, followed by a caller from area code 503. And then we have a call from area code 352. So let's start with a call from area code 941. To protect your privacy, only give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then please ask your question. To call from area code 941, you are first.
Hi, Payman. Bella here again. Great to see you again. I met you back in 2001 when you did the Freedom Seminar out in California. So I am now in Florida. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. See, maybe
great,
at one
great.
Of our annual Freedom Rallies. Okay.
The annual Freedom Rally. Yes, yes. Wonderful. And yeah. I have to tell you, I'm on step 6 or 5 now, and I've reading all the petitions, the 3 petitions. Brilliant. Unbelievably easy to understand. I'm literally memorizing the case law and everything so I can pull the information at will with people when they start asking questions about this, because I come from a family of lawyers. I'm not a lawyer. I'm the pink sheep. Chose another profession. But I have two questions for you. And they may seem obvious questions, but I just really want to double check and make sure I cross my T's and dot my I's here. Should we update our address with the IRS? And if so, should we use a P.O. box, or is a street address okay?
Whatever is easiest for you, just make sure that you are able to check the mail regularly so you can challenge them. Because remember this, as I show you, is a thing called due process of law, okay, that people don't understand that you need to take advantage of, okay? The accountants and CPAs do not challenge the IRS because they do not know how to challenge the IRS. So on step 3, okay, at the bottom of page 3, I have this, okay? The IRS must follow certain rules and regulations and must first give you the chance for hearing or trial of some sort before stealing your property. Fiat Law School knows that, and that's why we beat them, and that's why you get those letters, especially certified ones matter. The other ones generally don't. Okay? So, and you challenge them properly and timely.
So only certified letters we should pay attention to. The rest we can throw away is what my understanding is.
I would not throw them away, but they're not important, Iris. Most of the letters are just bluff. Scare you.
Yeah.
To respond and call them and say, you're seeing me. You think it's somebody watching you. Think, oh, Bella thinks someone's watching me. They wrote letters to me. But you know, you just have a dumb computer list. There's some junk mail.
Junk mail, mass mail. They send it out to so many different people. Yeah, junk mail. Okay, so certified only.
They don't even send out the junk mail to non-filers anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing. I noticed
that's
that
what I
back
heard.
In about, 2011, I noticed saying that. I'm not even saying I junk letters that much. And it went down and down and down and down.
Yeah. And second question, thank you so much for that. So I'm just going to use my regular address, correct? That's the easiest way to...
That's fine.
Okay.
Sure.
Because anybody can get your address nowadays. It's not like, oh, you're hiding and it's a... Okay. So second question is a little deeper down the rabbit hole based on what I learned from you back in 2001, and I've not done it, but I'm going to start making money here soon, so I need to do this possibly. In regards to ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, the MDESA file, if I'm saying that correctly, should we request or check the MDESA file? How do we do that, and how often should we? Just to make sure they're not putting on there that we are dealing, you know, in tobacco, and if you don't question it, then you're assumed to be guilty of it kind of thing.
I have no idea what you mean by MDESA file. What is that?
Like the IRS keeps files on people, and if you don't question, if you don't check it by questioning what's on your file, then you by default are agreeing to what is on your file. So I know some people perhaps may have on their file with the IRS that though you're not doing it, they're saying you're dealing in firearms. And if you don't
But hold on, Bella. I've seen those codes on the computers that they trick their own computers to go forward, and they do this nonsense that you file a tax return when you didn't. You know, they put you on there that you got stuff from Puerto Rico. I know they do those things, but that doesn't matter. That's just internally they do to trick their own computers that are written honestly go forward. That's all that is. So you don't have to worry about it. You don't need to refuse anything at all.
Okay, so I don't need to call the IRS or write them and say, I'm calling to check on my file.
No.
All right.
Why would you want to bring attention saying, hi.
Exactly.
How are you, IRS?
Yeah, hi.
Can you want to be pay attention to me? I want to be a target.
Exactly. That's why I told my friend, I'm like, don't do it. You're going to be a target. Yeah, my friend said, no,
you
got to check your file. I'm like, no, you don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that brings me to the first question, is updating, how do you update your address without making yourself a target? Is there a way that you suggest that we update with the IRS? Is there, I mean, certain address we send to, I mean, how do you update your address with the IRS without saying, okay, here I am, you know?
Let's see, I think I covered that in my frequently asked questions on our website. I can
give
you, hopefully.
Perfect.
But
I'll
tell you right now,
it's
pretty simple.
Yeah.
No, it's no problem. I don't have it.
Okay.
All you do is send
Thank
a letter
you.
To the IRS headquarters in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Okay. My name, my address, my Satan surveillance number or slave surveillance number, you know, the SSN.
Yeah.
That's to attract you. Sorry.
Okay.
Most of us were deceived into getting the number. Don't get the children a number at the hospital, folks. Let them be free. And so you can find you on the computer and say, this is my old address.
Okay.
This is my new address. Please press your files. Sign it. Send it by certified mail. If you get a certified stamp on there from the post office, keep that certified white and green slip and a copy of the letter in your records. So you have proof down there that you mailed it out. And
okay, I've moved probably a few times since the 2001 last time I ever filed. Do I have to include every single address of where I moved to or just my last known address?
It doesn't matter. It's all that matters is your new address.
Okay.
Your old address could be one of your old ones. doesn't matter.
Any one of the old ones, got it.
Your new address is what matters.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
All.
Thank you so much, Pam, and I appreciate it. You're awesome, and we're going to make a plan to come up and see you here soon. I'm going to be looking at property to buy to get off-grid here soon. So, and it's right in your area.
Cool.
So excited.
Where in Florida are you, by the way? Where about?
Currently I'm in Bradenton. Spent a lot of time in Sarasota. I'm going to be doing investing and buying and leasing out properties here to tenant buyers, and then I'm going to myself move to an off-grid property I just like, you know, that lifestyle up towards you, Brooksville, Dinellen, just that beautiful area up there. Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, the best beaches are in Sarasota, south of Tampa, of course, where you're at. But, yeah, up north of Tampa, Brooksville area out here is better. You have more land and space, openness.
Yeah,
that's where you want to be.
Growing,
that's why I moved out here.
Yeah, for growing your own food, your victory gardens, and being self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Not off-grid. I'm gonna have air conditioning. I just want to be self-sufficient. No, I don't want to be dependent on the government. So I look forward to seeing you soon. Payman, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. I can't tell you how much.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. Okay.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you, Bella. Thank you. By the way,
absolutely. I appreciate
Las
you too,
Vegas at the you're welcome. At the Reawakening American, I got to put that together, America Tour in Las Vegas, okay? So that's going to be August 25th and 26th. So if you're on the West Coast, folks, be sure to come see us there at the Reawakening America Tour. Where is that? Look at here we go. Here's a page for it. So here it is. They call it the ThriveTimeShow.com as a website. ThriveTimeShow.com, Las Vegas, August 25th. And 26, Clay Clark's event. We're going to be an exhibitor there. Not a speaker yet. So, but remember, Redfield Expo is definitely someplace you want to be. August 12th and 13th, Redfield. And it's going to be actually a better event, in my opinion, Redfield Expo. Anyhow, let's go to our next callers. America 503, please give me your first name, my friend. How you heard about us. And then your question, please.
My name's Mark. Payman, I called you probably about 3 months ago about what I'm actually calling you about this time, and I found you through Stu Peters. And my question is, well, actually, before I called in, I saw that there was a place I could send the documents that I have right in front of me to you, and they said you could look at it while you're talking on me. Anyway, they responded back. I sent it over to you about 3 hours ago, and they said, yeah, to call in, and I don't know if you have them or not. But
are you from Oregon?
Yes.
Okay, so I got a letter from Oregon to a business. and your LLC, correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, this is a very simple thing, my friend. Your LLC apparently filed a Oregon state tax confession form claiming that it owes the Oregon Department of Revenue some money, and there is $165 left to pay. And they say that if you don't pay it, next time that your LLC files a 1040 income tax confession form with the IRS, if there's any refund due to the LLC before the LLC gets a refund, they will take that refund and give it to the Oregon Department of Revenue. That's all it is.
Okay, so my main question is, they on that same document I sent you the document they sent me just lately, it was sent to a collections agency. So they increased the price, which is, you know, the amount is not the issue. It's, I want to know, I know it's not the feds, but by me paying it, am I going to be opening up a can of worms? That's all I'm asking.
No. You could pay it. It would not affect anything whatsoever. But, you know, the bottom line is that these collection agencies are absolutely toothless. They have no power to seize your bank account or paycheck or anything else you got, because they are not government agencies, officials, or workers. Only government people can take your money by force. Go to your bank account. Hey, Bank of America, give me his money, otherwise I'll blow your brain. Hey, employer, I'll blow your brain. Give me his paycheck. These private collection agencies have no such power whatsoever. So you can pay them or ignore them. It's totally up to you.
Okay. So, okay. But this is a Oregon fee, right? This is not the feds that are asking this. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
Say that again.
LLC should pay it.
Okay, that's great. That's all I want to know. I just didn't want to pay it, and like I said, I stopped paying the Fed thing for a while now since I started watching you, and nothing's happened so far. But okay, I'll go ahead and I'll call this collection agency and get it taken care of then.
Yeah, and I don't know why I use the LLC, but yeah, I do that. Your business is in Oregon.
Yes.
You may want to consider moving out of that corrupt state. It's become a new California.
No, easier said than done. I just don't got the money to do that right now. But, yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
We'll help you with that, my friend. The money is there, but I'm not paying the H3 states and IRS. That frees up your money to do a lot more and move. You know, you got to leave these communist states. Folks, communism has come to America.
Right.
What do you think of Social Security?
Right, no, I agree with you.
Socialism, you know? So leave those states. Sorry.
I understand.
Come to Florida like Bella did.
Totally.
You know, Bella left California too.
Right. Well, yeah, Oregon's better than California, but, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Okay, Payman. Well,
any
great.
Questions?
Thank
Mark,
you.
All
Thanks
good,
for answering
friend?
My question.
You're
I'm
welcome.
All good.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. After the call from area code 352, we have a call from area code 505. I will take next. It's a call from area code 352. Please give me only your first name, then how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi. Is that me, Payman?
Yes.
352-650-8719.
Okay. Yep. That's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. You
What's
and
your
I met
name?
At a. My name is Rich, and you and I met at a political event we were having, and you popped in and did an hour impromptu about the topic here. At the Sunset Inn on Hernando Beach. Maybe
Hernando
a year and a half
beach.
Ago. Hernando Beach,
the
right
beach?
On the shoreline. Yeah.
Wait. Yes. I remember. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It was a little side room.
One of my neighbors.
Yeah.
And I'm the county.
Yes, basically.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
In
very
fact,
good.
Ariel is a mutual friend. She was working for. She just had a baby.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, good to hear from you, Rich. So what's going on, my friend? What's in your mind?
Well, lots. But let me try to keep it logical so I don't get off track. Because I've been thinking about this for a few years since that day. Somewhere else, I was reading a lady, just was in a Facebook, you know, forum or something, and she said she hadn't paid federal taxes in, I think, 10 years. And she was mentioning that actually the IRS makes a form to opt out of their system or something to that effect. Does that sound familiar? That they actually have a form to file that say, you know, I no longer, this is voluntary, I no longer choose to participate, something along those lines.
There is no such form exists or needed at all. You can just stop buying, paying the crooks in Washington, D.C. That's it.
Okay. No, I understand the logic. I just thought there was a form, perhaps.
No
second, our corporate, like my business, I work for myself, semi-retired, and is a corporation any more liable? You know, as long as I'm not doing business in D.C., it seems like the same rules apply. Is that correct?
That's right. Corporations that are from District of Columbia have to pay corporate income taxes.
Right.
Domestic too.
Right.
United States, which is the District of Columbia. Yeah. Your corporation in Florida is foreign. It's a foreign corporation. It has nothing to do with the District of Columbia. Therefore, it owes no federal income tax.
Okay. I'm going to see that was another question. I'm going to see my accountant tomorrow. She's enrolled to go before the IRS. So I know her fiduciary relationship is with them. But she's recently had some emotional upheavals. I wondered if I can flip her from the dark side. Would there be a place for her expertise?
Well, there's always hope for people who are willing to, once they eyes open the truth, they want to come to the light and the truth.
Yeah.
And so now she may be scared. I mean, look at how many medical doctors went to medical school believing they're doing a good thing in health. And they found out down the road, whoa, we're killing people with a bioweapon, this corona hoax jab. Oh, man, I'm going to do something different. I'm not going to continue doing this. And these guys, if they're lying about that, what else are they lying about? If they're killing us with a jab, what else have I been taught that's not helping people? And it becomes, many of them become into natural therapies and natural health. So it just depends on the conscience of your accountants.
Yes, exactly. And I don't know yet because I mentioned a couple times in past conversations that, you know, this is unconstitutional, et cetera. And she's very smart. I give her credit. She just shut up. She did not confirm or deny what I was saying and just waited for the next topic. But she did it quite – I'm a pretty good observer. I used to be a counselor. And, she just shut right down. It's like smiling. Nope. She didn't commit either way. So I'll see.
How much did you pay her every year?
You know, God, I only do it once a year, a few hundred dollars to do a Schedule C and all that. But, see, I think I'm not going to file. I'm going to go down and talk to her.
Just don't file. You don't need to file. Listen, the income tax is 100% constitutional. It applies to citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and federal workers and contractors. That's it.
Right.
Completely constitutional for you. Is voluntary just like someone from Egypt or Japan or France. They can voluntarily income tax also.
Oh, that was another question. Now, she filed a deferment, or whatever you call it, because I didn't get things in April 15th, 18th, and I might not, like I said. But is filing a deferment almost I'm not saying the right word there, but is that almost an
extension? She filed for an extension to file a 1044 by October 15th. That is completely harmless, no problem at all. October 15th, okay, so you'll do nothing at all. You'll be just fine. No more filing forms for these criminals in D.C., period. Remember,
so
you get to think about this, folks. Back in 96, there was about 63 million Americans who the IRS stated, in their opinion, should have filed 1040 income tax confession forms, but did not do so. 2003, the number is now about 80 million.
I get it.
And one more you got added to 8 million or dropped or added? You think they care? Have time or resources to check out one more got added or taken away? The number of non-filers?
Right. Mm-hmm. Say, now, this is similar. I don't know if it affects anything. I had a strike. I felt I had to strike a deal with them about ACA, Obamacare, and I'm on a payment plan with them because I didn't guess my next year's income correctly. I made more than I said, so that $80 stupid plan, it was worth nothing. I'm an insurance agent, by the way. I don't do that insurance, and that should have been $1,200 a month. So anyway, I got tagged with a bill, and I put it off till they had a lien on it, or threatened a lien on my house. And that's when I made a deal with the devil here, and I've been paying that monthly. Is there any similar action against the ACA nonsense? Because that's illegal as hell, if you ask me, but Obamacare.
I do not know exactly what you did or did not do with him, so I think you're going to pin on that. This is the kind of thing. You should do a private one-on-one consultation, see what you filed with them, what you confessed to, you didn't, and what they say, and take it from there. But, yeah, this Obamacare nonsense, you know. It's
Once I struck the deal, I'm kind of in, right?
I'm not sure what you mean by struck a deal. I got this. Well, why?
A payment plan for what?
No.
Well, they said I owed like
Did you claim you owe them this money? Did you ever claim you owe them this money?
I probably with a signature, I probably did. Yeah, not knowing.
I need to see paperwork. Let me see.
I'll have her dig that out.
Claim on the phone saying you owe them $12,000, and then you start making payment, but you owe them nothing legally. Legally, there are certain legal procedures that follow. In the Internal Revenue Code, they have to follow these legal procedures in here. But if some agent on the phone deceived you, tricked you, scared you, and got you to agree to pay them and just make a payment plan without them having followed the law, they don't care. They just take your money. I don't know if that's what you did or not.
I just got to see
the paperwork. Okay?
Yeah, okay. I'll get a copy of that tomorrow.
Yeah, and probably even that. You know, look, then I would come after non-filers. You got to remember this. Go to our website.
Yeah, but I did file. I put the noose on my neck that year.
Doesn't matter. Look at this. This is a chart from Taxpayer Advocate Service, okay? Came out this report. And that shows the number of levies. These are on filers, basically. Almost always on filers. In 2010 and 11, from about 3.7 million went down to only about 300,000, and 90% drop. IRS is unable to go after people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In cases to toothless private collection agencies. I got one student about 4 years ago. His case went to the toothless private collection agency for about $280,000. If they're saying a huge number, like $280,000 to a private collection agency, you think they're worried about you? Tons of people owe the Irish money. They
well,
cannot do that.
I agree.
They're not
going to be worried at all.
Okay. But listen, let's do one-on-one consultation, and let me go over everything with you, your paperwork, and put your mind at ease about that. Okay?
Okay. I'll give you a call in the daytime. We'll straighten that out.
Call my office. You're local, so we can meet in person, okay? You come to, and we can do an in-person consultation. But I need to see all your paperwork. All right, Rich?
Okay. It's funny. She was just calling right now. I have to see what she wanted. Anyway.
Okay.
Somebody was passing
well,
in her family.
What you with her is give her our first step. What she wanted with her was with this accountant you got, okay, is just take it to our first step. Send on our first page, okay, the step one. Show her this 9-minute video, okay?
Right.
So look, listen to this in your car. Tell her that income tax is clearly constitutional. Don't tell her it's not constitutional, because it is. It just doesn't apply to about 98% of Americans.
Yeah,
okay?
We'll find out her true colors. Like I said, she's a real nice person. We'll see where her spirit lies.
I got several students
of mine
that are CPAs. You don't have students or former accountants in the CPAs? I got some of those. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Is there in a car? Paul, did you watch it on the video? When you're eating dinner? While you're driving, listen to it. All right.
Okay. Well, we'll talk, Peyton. Do you hang out at the office most days or no?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I don't know. You travel and do other presentations, I know.
Most often I don't.
Right.
But I travel once in a while. You know, I don't get out that much, but I do get out sometimes.
All
call
right.
My office. You have some time, okay? Yeah. Call my freedom activist.
We'll get
they'll see about that, okay?
Okay. Nice talking to you again.
Calling. Likewise.
My pleasure.
Likewise. We have another call from area code 505. Please give me your first name only, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. And if you other people have questions, folks, the number to call is on the screen, 657-383-1755 on your telephone keypad. Press 1. I believe you know you have a question. 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. Call from Erica 505. What's your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello. Hi, Peyman. This is Jim calling back from New Mexico. I called a couple of weeks ago. I was the guy that actually sent out the form without the money, but I did get the form out to you with the money now so we can have $500 so we can have a conference call. And I want to involve my CFO. I'm the one that has the restaurant and the factory and all that. And just feel like I got to be very careful since we already targeted being in the food business. I have my nephew called in last week. He got chatty a little bit. And I'm thinking about letting him do this first just to kind of feel the water out a little bit because I'm kind of not clear on exactly how the payroll is going to handle this. You know, it's going to go my CFO, and she's very conservative. So I've got to make sure everything is, you know, is done up the right. So, but what do you think of that? Is there having the nephew try it out first, and then if it's looking good, then I can jump in there too, and then people will follow, hopefully.
Well, first of all, we had to call form and funds, and we called you, and we never heard back from you. So you need to answer the phone call, Mike, okay? That's the caller office tomorrow.
Oh,
no, we've been calling
that
you.
That was a misunderstanding. I talked to a gal that day earlier, the day before in the evening time, and I was going to call her, and they said call me, and I told her, no, I won't be doing it on tomorrow. But so I talked to the guy about that too, and he said, oh, okay. So it was just miscommunication.
Okay.
So,
no problem. Glad you called.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this. There's no sense of trying the other nephew because your nephew's going to join, and he's going to be left alone, free, with peace of mind. 1 month, 6 months, 7 years, 20 years. All you want to wait. You might be dead and gone after 20 years. I think he's good after 20 years. Not until he got left alone.
I want to see how she's going to handle at the payroll level, the CFO. And my sister actually does the payroll, but the CFO can go look at it and see exactly, okay, what do we have here? Am I going to even hire this guy? Because she won't hire people. We won't hire people unless they do send up, you know, sign some sort of tax form. So
You need the two steps, Jim. Let me clarify for you. You need to first yourself join at the Restore Freedom member first. That's the first thing we're going to do, and that's all we're going to do initially. Okay? Then, after we free you and your other family members that always want to be free, initially themselves as a Restore Freedom Time member, you, your nephew, your brother, your other partners, and then we can discuss and implement how to stop withholding, stealing federal taxes of the employee's paycheck and implement it properly and be compliant with the federal and compliance with state laws on the payroll. Okay? That is a second step that's taken later on. That takes, you know, actually it takes 3 months to implement that program or more on the employee part. Okay? So right now, focus is on you, your partners, those key people, the employees of yours, we get that later on. Meanwhile, we will train you, we'll educate you so you understand, my friend, okay? You need to understand what's going on to be so comfortable. I cannot do that for you, only you can do that. Let me ask you, Jim, 7 steps we have on our website, okay? How many 7 steps have you spent time on, and how much have you spent on these steps listening or watching videos?
Yes, I did watch them. I've watched them a couple times, and I mean, it sounds really legit. Everything, but I still got people I'm working with, and they're concerned about the, you know, triggering an audit. Which, you know, we're fine. We do anything above ground, no skimming or anything like that. But there's still the issues of an audit is a pain in the neck. And then how else can you do it? Can anyone stop me from traveling? You know, all of a sudden they said, you know, your passport is revoked because you're not paying federal taxes. So those are all of my concerns. And they can do anything they want. They're pretty much playing on their own rule book, as we can see.
No, they cannot do anything they want. This is the image that the media plays for you. And the reason they get away with me in the picture, because media does that, and accountants and CPAs are not taught anything about tax law procedures. These are legal procedures. Tax law is no different than John F. Justice coming after Donald Trump. It's all legal procedures. Even taxes have legal procedures. So if you're a lawyer and train in law on your own, because if you set a law, you will not know how to beat them and you are actually leave. That's why this image is up there. Well, yeah, they're so powerful, they can do whatever they want. But that's not true. And let me get going to step four and give you an example of that. You can see that they can do whatever they want, okay? Let me give some of my own victories, for example. Okay? Okay. See one of my favorite ones, okay? Here's victory number three, okay? I beat the IRS in a 13-year, $663,000 case. They came after me for this large amount, over $600,000, back in 2009, okay? And it took me about 2 years to do it all. I challenged them. The IRS agent and his manager both said, no, Paymon, you have to fill out confession forms. Our big number stands. I said, no, you're full of it. You're wrong. You cannot just make up numbers like you did. Then I asked for a formal hearing with the IRS Appeals Office. And the hearing officer said, Paymon, you cannot challenge the tax. Just make a payment plan. That's all there is. I said, no, you're wrong, lady. You are supposed to be having an independent review of the whole thing. I haven't had not the legal opportunity to challenge the tax. And here you must give me the opportunity to challenge the tax. And she said, no, you're wrong, and ruled it against me. But I did not quit. I exercised my rights. I appealed that decision to the U.S. Tax Court. Okay? And the lawyer of the IRS, now I'm dealing with some intelligent form of life, Yeah, I'm an idiot to the IRS. I said, oh, wait a minute. I think he's got a good point. I don't want to be embarrassed before the judge that this guy's right and lose. I don't want to lose the case. I'm going to send the case back down to IRS appeals office for a new hearing officer. You're going to pay him out at proper hearing and give him the legal right he has to challenge this $600,000 plus 13 years of taxes. And now I went before the new hearing officer on telephone and invited me. I explained to him this is a bunch of bogus numbers they threw at me, and read everything, said, wow, you're right. He had us checked by his own lawyer, another IRS lawyer, who told him, him I was right. We can't just make up numbers like we did here and zero it all out. You see, your accountant, CPA, your payroll guy, has no knowledge of this whatsoever. I would have lost the case, I have to pay the IRS. Whereas I zeroed out everything. IRS appeals office gave an order saying that. The IRS didn't get letters removing the files. Tax court affirmed it all. Okay, and it all just completely became nothing. So what you need to understand, my friend, is that the reason IRS does that is because these CPAs, accountants, enrolled agents, pretend to know IRS, but they don't. Any more than these medical doctors who recommend the bioweapon jab, their corner jab, they know about health. Drugs, which are dangerous for you, drugs are not good for you. Illegal drugs are bad effects on you. They're not natural. Cutting up your body with surgery is not natural. Chemotherapy and radiation is not natural. That is not the way to help. The current medical system is corrupt. This is why they recommend everybody to get the corona hoax jab. Most doctors recommend the corona hoax jab. They don't know nothing about health, real health. Same thing goes with the accountants, CPAs, and even tax lawyers. Some of them know some, but most of them are not really taught either. Because in law school, they don't teach lawyers the law. In law school, Jim, they teach lawyers to be how to read court cases, see what they say, and they come argue with each other about what the court cases said. Yes, that is what my lawyer friends told me. They don't learn nothing about legal step-by-step practical procedures on how to do things. How you learn them? I'll show you. Here it is. When they become lawyers, okay, then they have to pay these companies like this one, Rutter. It's a publisher called Rutter. Civil Practice Guide in California law, okay? How to do everything in California civil trials, for example, and rules of evidence of trials. They tell you here step by step how you do things, every aspect of it. This is on your own. You got to pay and do it. None of this is taught to lawyers in law school. They don't know that. Okay? So even most lawyers, tax lawyers, don't even know tax law procedure. They pretend to know and they milk you. So that's the problem, I found out. So for what I did, I said, well, I could read these books. It's a table of contents, very, very well organized, and just start teaching myself. In fact, that's what happened in 1994, I remember. I was in a law library, and this guy was an appellate lawyer, appeals lawyer, specialist. My other attorney friend told me about this guy. And I said, hey, why don't you sometimes come to us, pay to me, and teach us how to do our own appeals? He said, no, people do so messed up. I just, you know, I got to do some scratch and mess it up. And he told me this, Paymon, get these books, okay? What I do is I get these books right here, this one. This is my first one. I was finding traffic tickets in California back in the early 90s. He said, I get these books by Rutter, as a publisher, Rutter Group. Okay, you know, civil writs and appeals. You want to do writs? In appeals, I just do what this says, this book says. Two of them, as you see behind me, right? I said, whoa, are you kidding me? I have to go to law school? All I got to do is follow all these step-by-step in these how-to-do books? Shit, sure, I can do that. And I did. For example, one time, a California judge refused to give me a list of the grand jurors because I wanted to see who they are, contact them and report the corruption of the corrupt judges in Orange County, California. And the head judge of the Superior Court refused to give it to me. So what I did, I followed the procedures in this book, filed the writ of mandamus against him in the Court of Appeal. And writ is an order to mandate the judge, order him to hand me the list of the grand jurors so I can contact them on my own, which I had the right to. When I did that, guess what happened? Within two days later, the judge's lawyer calls me and says, oh, Mr. Batayde, you want the list of the grand jurors? We'll give it to you, no problem. Backed off. Okay? So lawyers pretend to know the law. When you get the people in law school, they find out that they didn't teach me really nothing. I just got a piece of paper. You actually practice on the people as you learn on the go. It's so sad that people trust these people that they think they know about law when they don't. All right? So with me, it was a different situation. With me, coming from Iran, immigrant, I didn't want to have my dad, who had the tough financial situation in Iran with the revolution, force him to pay for my education. And I did not believe in government loans either. So I said, hey, if that's what it takes to learn the law, why waste my money, work hard, go 3 years of law school, and then they teach me nothing useful anyways. I'm going to get the law books, how to step-by-step procedures, and do it on my own. And that's how I learned the law. That's how I beat traffic tickets. That's how I beat the IRS. Okay? So what you want to do is on your own, okay, make sure you go through the steps on our website as much as you can. Okay, these steps on our website. Okay, and then what you want to do, have your CFO, whoever you want, on the call. Okay, so that I can answer the questions. However, if they don't do their homework on our website, you're going to be saying, I don't know about that. Because they've been lied and deceived and brainwashed. So if you can have the people on the call do a little bit of homework, that will expedite things. Okay?
Okay, let me ask another question is on withholdings. Is that included withholding taxes? I wouldn't be paying any of those either.
You are the owner of the company, right?
Yes. But I'm on the payroll.
Why are you making yourself an employee? You stop being an employee. You don't need to be an employee. Just the owner, and the company pays your profits with no withholding at all, period.
Okay. Okay. And then I think this whole system's about ready to crack. It's so, you know, in debt. And I think the IRS might be going, just like when Russia collapsed, I think they might be going bye-bye. When that happens, are we still obligated to pay you that 6% or whatever it is of our total income?
Well, hold on now, hold on. America will not collapse. Okay?
The IRS?
America is the greatest country on earth that ever existed. Still, despite all the damage they've done to it, these crooks, okay, the bankers. And we do have a Great Depression coming up soon. We are like, you're old enough like me to remember. I'm 60. In late 70s, we had stagflation under Jimmy Carter. You remember? We had inflation and recession, and it got worse. And by early 80s, under Reagan, we had a very bad recession, depression, right? Similar to 08.
Yeah.
Okay? We have another one coming up. America still is the most prosperous nation on earth. America is the most usable agricultural land on earth. We know China's a bunch of desert, Russia's a bunch of cold, and Canada nothing. Australia's a bunch of dead desert. Brazil got a lot of good land, but most of it's still trees. America is food sustainable, exporter of food, everything. Man, America could have a population double the China, 2 billion, and still have plenty of space for everybody out there. So, yes, America is being weakened, but America will not collapse. It'll recover. You remember the 08 Great Depression, 08, 9, 10, 11? Well, I don't remember that. So things went down, they'll come back up again. They're just going to print more money, credit out of thin air, lend it out. We'll be fine.
I'm just thinking the IRS would be revamped, and I guess if it's revamped, and then you adjust your charges accordingly, I guess, huh? If they say, okay, now we're not going to take, we're going to go back to our Constitution where your labor is not taxed.
Hey, I'll be doing something else. Well, our labor is not taxed. Only that of citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., federal workers and contractors are taxed. Not the people of the 50 states from New Mexico, Florida, Texas. They're not taxing us. They're deceiving us to believe that the corona jab is for our health, to believe you have a legal requirement to file income tax when you do not. There's no law requiring to file income tax. So it's all based upon our belief, deception they've done on us. Okay? So remember, America will prosper. If the IRS goes away, great. That's my goal. And next will be the Federal Reserve corrupt banking cartel we got to take on. We'll take them on. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to sitting with you or chatting with you, my CFO, and I'm going to get a couple other people together, my nephew, and but I want to make sure they see the 7 steps. I think they've looked at them, but I think they need to go over them a little more thoroughly, and I'll probably go over them again, too. So, and then let me ask you this. If I decide to do this, how does this, I just stop paying taxes and then I start paying you? And how often do I pay you? Quarterly? I pay you quarterly, weekly? How does that work? We get paid every 2 weeks.
It's simpler if you just do it, you know, annually would be easier, you know. But we do allow people to make payment plans if they need to. That's fine. Also, we allow people the opportunity to save a little bit by paying estimated payments. For example, you've not filed for 22, correct? So for 22, you know, we can cover you right now, what you would have paid the IRS. Keep 70% of that money. If you would owe the IRS, let's say, for example, $200,000. Okay, I'm just making up a number. Instead of $200,000 at the IRS, you keep $140,000 of that. Okay? That's your money you work hard for. Okay, not theirs, yours. The remaining 30%, 60,000, is contribution to restore freedom plan that will protect you. That's for 2022. Okay?
And
let's suppose, yes?
And that payment is made at the end of the year or beginning of the year or as soon as I become a member? How is that paid? Is it paid quarterly?
No, you need to pay it. You want to pay it now because you got an extension from April 15th before October 15th. It's all got to be paid. Okay. And then for 2023, let's suppose you have the same amount of income, just for example's sake, right? So you could, based upon the same $200,000, if you pay in advance ahead at before end of this year, make it all in monthly or quarterly payments, the same $60,000, you'd pay 10% less of the discounts. So instead of $60,000, you take only $54,000. If you pay off before the end of this year for 2023.
Okay, well, I guess we can work the details out later, but it's a little unclear exactly. But we can work the details there. I did do an extension, and I'm not sure how much I'll owe. I might not, personally, I don't know how much I'll owe, because we do pay every quarter. I pay, might be every month. I'm not sure how much I pay exactly. The CFO does all that. So, okay. I guess that's about it.
Well,
I hope I'm having a hard time hearing you. We get a better connection when we're on there, and I'm gonna bring a speakerphone so we can have a conference. We're having the conference room, and so we can all talk into that. I'll make sure I get a good speakerphone that works, so we can all hear it very well.
Sounds good.
And then, okay, all right. Well, thank you, Pima.
You're welcome.
You have a good evening.
My pleasure, Jim. Have a good evening, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right. It looks like we have no more callers, but we're going to put the number on the screen one more time. Any last calls we may have tonight. If you have a question, remember call in area code 657-383-1755. Then on your telephone keypad, press 1. That will let us know you have a question, and we take your call now. Area code 657-383-1755, and then press 1 on your telephone keypad, and I'll take your question right now. It looks like we have no more callers, do we? No, I think we are good. So, guys, listen. At the end, remember, the key to freedom is in your hands. You know? You guys educated yourself about the corona hoax. Yeah, it was a lie. It was doing to double mask, 6 feet apart, lock yourself down, close schools, close businesses. Right? You educated yourself about these guys are lying, right? So same thing goes here. You have to take a little time and educate yourself about all this. That's where our website, freedommoscow.org, comes in. And what I recommend you do is listen to the 7-step videos on your drive to and from work. Drive safely, okay? But listen on your drive. And then when you're having lunch or dinner, you can put your smartphone up. If I'm your computer monitor screen, even better. Watch it if you want to see the law or the documents that I should tell you about on the video for yourself. You can see, oh, wow, he's not making it up. That is what it says. That is the law. That is their own documents. Okay? So that will help you understand that you always had the power to begin with. Okay? This is our Restore Freedom plan, the Restore Freedom brochure. You can call us, and we'll send you as many of these as you want. Pass it on to your friends, coworkers, employees, family members. Okay? And that will get them started. If you put your information down here in the white space down here, when they join and tell us they're referred by you, we'll pay you a 50% reward of your first year membership. The minimum membership is $2,000, and there's no top. Half that is yours. Now remember, people do not have to join at all. They can do it on their own. You can do it on your own. Do it on your own if you want to and keep 100% of your money. That's your option one. Option two is, if you want peace of mind, security, that we're going to back you up and guarantee you're going to be free and safe, that's when you join the Restore Freedom Plan. I'm going to back you up and completely guarantee things to you and put your money to work toward restoring freedom. Okay? So, folks, it's all there for you. Call us if you have any questions at Freedom Law School. We do take calls and guide you. Answer questions if you need to. So with that, I give you my love. And remember, seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free.